The sponsor of this episode is Chadwell Supply, an OG in the multifamily industry. Chadwell Supply is the largest privately owned maintenance and repair supplier, and they deliver orders the next day from local warehouses across the United States. To find out how Chadwell Supply will make your day better, visit www.chadwellsupply.com/difference.
I want to talk about the Multifamily Innovation Council, which is part of the multifamily leadership ecosystem that is run by Patrick and Carrie Antrim, who are based in Scottsdale, Arizona. Many of you might know that at the end of every year, you can join, you can attend rather, a conference / awards ceremony where they give away the best places to work multifamily. They curate all of the data during the course of the year by sending out surveys to property management companies, and then you show up in person in December in Scottsdale, and you attend an awards banquet, but it's also married together with some tremendous content. Patrick and Carrie do a tremendous job of curating just spectacular and phenomenal speakers for this event. Now, that being said, the Multifamily Innovation Council is sort of a subset of that ecosystem, and it is a group of individuals from the multifamily space that Patrick has curated over time to come together every single Friday. So 51 weeks out of the year, because the 1 week we are in Scottsdale, I don't think that we actually have an Innovation Council meeting that week, but maybe we do. I stand to be corrected. That being said, the Multifamily Innovation Council is just a tremendous place to show up each Friday, 10:30 Eastern time, and have your mind challenged by whatever topic of the week that is going on. Now, there is a workflow about the meeting, generally speaking, but every now and then there are topics that are introduced or there are speakers that are introduced. They're all germane to what we're all working on and or being challenged by in the broader environment, whether that be business or personal. And I just think that Carrie and Patrick do a tremendous job of curating the content, introducing it into the system, pushing people, challenging people. Patrick says a lot of times leaving space for conversation. So sometimes there are just these silences until someone speaks that I think are just as valuable, just as valuable as the conversation itself. But I would encourage you, if you haven't heard about the Multifamily Innovation Council, go to their website. I think it's multifamilyleadership.com, and you can click on council up at the top and check it out. Investigate, reach out, connect with me. I can tell you more than I've told you on this video about how it's impacted my life, how it's impacted my career. I've been tracking and staying in touch with Patrick probably over the last 20 years, plus minus. And I've just really admired what he's done for the multifamily space, he's done in the multifamily space, and what he is going to do in the multifamily space as we look out into the future. So, that said, I want to leave you with this really cool exercise we did today. It was not really an exercise, but it's something that came to mind for me as we were going through the topic of gratitude. We were talking about gratitude and being intentional about making gratitude part of your workflow. And I know in the positions that I've spent in leadership over the years, one of the things that I was just a huge advocate for and mandated and made a discipline in all the organizations I've worked for is the daily huddle. And also a weekly meeting. And the very beginning of all of the meetings at the places that I've spent time, invested my time in, has been sharing a good personal win and a good professional win. And we did that today. We went around the room and shared personal wins, professional wins. And being intentional about that, such that you're creating this mindset of gratitude in your company, is hugely beneficial. You can walk into a meeting and have sort of this energy about yourself, this vibe about yourself that could be a little off-putting or a little discounting to what's going on in the room. And it's because your outside life has impacted you in some way that is, let's call it negative. You walk into the room and you start a meeting with gratitude. And the gratitude might be that you're sitting in a room with a bunch of people who have great things to say, and you just feel better, even though your attitude or your demeanor or your vibe might be a little off that day. And one of the things, the practical applications I would send you away with is, that's one, build it into your workflow, make sure you're doing it every day, every week, every month, every quarter when you get together for meetings, and take the time. It takes a little bit of time to go around a room, especially if the room is pretty big, but do it. It's hugely beneficial to setting the tone for a meeting. The second thing that I would say is one meeting I showed up. This is a great idea. I read it somewhere, so I'm not taking credit for it. I showed up in the room with a envelope that had a stamp already on it and a little card for people to write on. And I said, look, sit here right now, write a note, a thank you note, a note of appreciation to somebody that you know, that you've been thinking about doing it, but you just haven't taken the time to do it. Well, we're taking the time to do it now. And if you have the address handy, please put it on the envelope and we're going to hand them to our person out at the front desk to get them in the mail today. Be intentional about gratitude. Be intentional about giving thanks. Be intentional about telling people that you appreciate them. Build it into workflows. You will be absolutely floored at what it will do in your company in terms of breeding just positive mindsets, positive attitudes. It doesn't mean we don't have problems, but when we show up to tackle problems, we still have a good attitude about it. And it is largely influenced by this intentional practice of being grateful at the beginning of every meeting in your company. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you again to Chadwell Supply for sponsoring this episode. Chadwell Supply delivers unforgettable service with next day delivery, online and in-person maintenance training, procurement platform, assistance to make your ordering simple. Visit chadwellsupply.com/difference to learn how Chadwell Supply will make your day better.